2006 has been an unusually successful year for Czech art auction houses, with the number of collectors growing and ever more valuable pieces on sale, turnover is soaring. This weekend, another record was broken. A cubist painting by the renowned 20th century artist Josef Čapek was auctioned off for 9.3 million Czech crowns, which is over $430,000. Dieter Asiedu reports.
When the Galleria Art Praha auction house sold Circus Simonette, a painting by Jindřich Stírský, for a record 9.46 million crowns, it did not expect to break another record just 6 months later. With commission, Josef Čapek's Kopel Nohou, which translates into foot bath, brought in close to 11 million crowns. Now, Czech auction houses had never before passed the 10 million crown mark with the sale of a painting. Galeria Art Praha's Petra Procházková.
This painting is one of his most famous, and it's from cubistic ages. It's a really good work. The painting is from a famous collection of Professor Jaroslav Borovička, and it was painted in 1921, and it's oil on canvas.
Čapek's foot bath is a beautiful cubist piece that belonged to the National Gallery before it was restituted to Jaroslav Borovička, who collects art from the interwar period known as the First Republic. Foot bath was offered to 14 interested buyers at a starting price of 950,000 crowns. The Galleria Art Praha did not expect bidders to raise it beyond 5 million. But the piece was also appealing because it was exhibited several times and fully reproduced at Čapek's monograph, but never before on sale. Though the identity of the painting's new owners has not been disclosed, it has been revealed that Čapek's foot bath will not leave the Czech Republic. Petra Procházková.
It's a couple which are very rich, and they start collect maybe 1-2 years ago. And in the last auction in April, they wanted to buy a painting by Jindřich Stírský, but they didn't go so up. And now they really want it.
There are several dozen serious art collectors in the Czech Republic. While many of them are investors, auction houses say the number of bidders who can afford to collect art simply out of interest appears to be on the rise.
Dieter Asiedu, thank you for that.